It's time for Blessed to Play on EWTN Radio, uncovering the role that faith plays in the lives of sports professionals from around the country. And now, here's your host, Ron Meyer.
Fire, score!
Welcome to a Blessed to Play Collegiate Spotlight Show. My guest today is Jared Casey, tight end for Kansas University, the Jayhawks. He participates in the Big 12. We'll talk about his career on the gridiron in college, and we'll talk about where he sets his foundation in his everyday life. I'd like to welcome Jared Casey to Blessed to Play. Jared, so great to have you on.
I appreciate you guys having me. Thank you.
All right, so born and raised in Kansas, you went to Plainville High School, so you didn't go very far to play football, but just talk about how football became a passion of yours and that opportunity to play going back to Plainville High School.
Yeah, I've been playing football since I can remember, probably about 3 or 4 years old. And it goes back all the way. Like you said, Plainville, Kansas is a small town, a very small town. And, throughout junior high, throughout high school, I really started to love football and more than just the game aspect of it and just like how it made me feel, how much more than just it is than a game. And into high school, I started to get pretty good at it. And I realized that playing in college was a possibility. And then I got a couple of opportunities and decided to prefer a walk-on at KU. And now I'm here. So went from walk-on to scholarship. And it's been quite the ride, quite the journey from small-town Kansas to, as you mentioned, not very far, but to Lawrence, Kansas. So it's been a little bit of a transition, but pretty good, pretty cool dream turned into reality.
Yeah, and I want to talk about being a walk-on. This takes a lot of belief in yourself because you're not heavily recruited at the D1 level, and you decide, as you said, to go to Kansas, which is obviously a bona fide D1 school playing in a great conference in the Big 12, and you go on as a walk-on, and you're competing against scholarship athletes. Talk about the belief that you had to have entering that first year as a freshman at KU.
Yeah, it really was just a belief in myself. When I committed to KU in 2020, a lot of people kind of like questioned me, like, KU's not a winning program, you're going to go as a walk-on. And then they started to question, like, you're too small, you're too slow, you're too short, like, how are you going to make it work and all this. So I really went against the odds of, as most people would say, and I really just took a chance and took a chance on myself and my work ethic and my mindset. And I know how I can play. And then I had the mindset that I know that I can play with these guys and the belief. Ever since I got here my freshman year, it was quite the journey going from walk-on to scholarship. But we started to turn the program around and more guys started believing. And it was really a really cool transition. A lot of people know me as the guy that caught the two-point conversion at Texas, but it's just a lot more than that. There's a lot more that goes into it. There's a lot more hard work that goes into it. So it was a really cool transition.
Yeah, in fact, this is a national show, but people may not be familiar. At Texas, you caught, as you mentioned, that game-winning two-point conversion in overtime for a 57-56 Jayhawk win. And that was your freshman season. And you must have had a great training camp because you played in 9 out of 12 games for the Jayhawks at tight end. You had 8 receptions for 101 yards and 2 touchdowns on the year. So you fit right into that offense and really progressed nicely. But just talk about that freshman year getting acclimated and also performing well for the Jayhawks.
Yeah. So obviously the 2020 season was the COVID year. So I didn't even play at all. And then so technically it would be my freshman year would be 2021. And I just played special teams, mostly punt and kickoff return for the games leading up to the Texas game, which was, I believe, like the third to last game on the schedule. And one of our tight ends had went down and I was up to play. And I think I went in the second quarter of that game, and that was like my first ever offensive snaps in a real live game. So it just kind of kept on going through that, kept going through the game, and ended up the last play of the game ended up coming to me and securing the catch for the win. So it was a really special and cool moment for me. And kind of just my career kind of just took off from there. So, yeah, it was quite the journey up until that point.
Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer. We're chatting today with Jared Casey. He's a tight end for the Kansas University Jayhawks, playing in the Big 12. Great brand of football there in Kansas for sure. And Jared is doing quite well at the tight end position. Progressed nicely, Jared, in 2022 and last year as well. You had a pretty good season. You had 9 catches for 107 yards and 2 TDs. But I want to talk about the Big 12. Schools are from all over the place now, but there's so many big schools, and obviously there's a rivalry within that state, which we'll talk about. But you're playing schools like Oklahoma State, Iowa State, Cincinnati, West Virginia, Houston. Talk about some of the big games that come to mind during your career thus far.
I would say some of the biggest games are 2 seasons ago at West Virginia. We picked up a pretty crucial, basically like our first road test win after obviously the Texas win the year before. But it really like set our future to come. And we you know, it's really cool. Like you said, all these schools in different areas and different locations that we, you know, are fortunate enough to fly to and get to travel to and see and play in. I wouldn't know. There's the special games, you know. It's just something special, obviously, about playing at home, but it's really cool to be able to go on the road in enemy territory and pick up a win. And so I guess just this past year was our win at Iowa State. It was a really hostile environment there, really loud, cool environment, and we picked up a big win there. So those are just a few that come to mind. Pretty quickly on away games. But like I said, it's really cool to go on the road and pick up a win in enemy territory and be able to fly back with the team and enjoy that. So,
yeah, those hostile environments when you don't have many fans in the stadium, you have to rely on your team and your coaches and the motivation from within to certainly come out on top. Well, Jared, I want to talk about a rival within your state. That would be Kansas State. And well, it didn't go too well last year, Jared. They came out on top, I think, 31-27. It was senior day for you guys, but just talk about that rival with Kansas State each year and what that means to the KU program in that game.
Yeah, we have it circled. We know exactly that's the first game I look for when the schedule comes out every single year. Like you mentioned, it's a big rivalry in state, about an hour and a half away from each other. Just down I-70. So, yeah, it's really important to me. And we haven't got them since I've been in college. We actually haven't beat them in, like, the last 15 years. So it's time to flip the script on that. And we're prepared to do so. So, yeah, like you said, it's a big rivalry. A lot of seems to be hatred towards each other, both the fans and just the atmosphere. When you get to the game, you can feel it. It's a little bit different than any other game. So that's just that rivalry aspect. So, yeah, we're pretty excited, and we get to travel to Manhattan this year, and we're excited to see how we do there.
Yeah, that's great stuff. And we talk, you know, there's rivalry week, obviously, during the college football season, but that's what makes the game so great when the fan bases come together, and especially those in-state rivalry games, which is, you know, demand so much attention and demand so much public interest that the game takes on a life of its own for sure. I want to talk about your preparation because obviously people see you on the field on game day. But right now we're talking in the off season. So talk about what you need to do to prepare yourself to be the best you can be for that first game of the 2024 season.
Yeah, we're here. Football is not just during football season. It's a year-round job. So we're here from basically January to December. In the off season, we're training every single day. We'll get breaks here and there, you know, away from training, but when we're training hard, and you know, whether it be conditioning, lifting, doing football stuff outside of training, and the main thing for myself is just working on my speed and working on my nutrition. I've got my my body in a pretty good position right now, and I like where I'm at weight wise. I'm liking where I'm at body fat wise, and I'm feeling better than I ever have in the past. So I'm really preparing myself for this last upcoming season, because we're preparing for it to be a special one, and it's not just going to happen. We got to make it happen. So you got to do all of the preparatory work before you can put the real work in the season. So there's a lot that goes into it. I could go on for hours and hours talking about all the preparation and all the time and all the hours that go into it. But yeah, I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, Jared's about 6 feet and he's about 250 pounds. So that's a big boy, a tight end. And the interesting thing about tight ends is this: when a wide receiver catches the ball, he's not going to really do any damage when he makes impact with whoever's tackling him. But tight ends do damage. When they take on a defender, they do damage. And sometimes the defender is the one who's laying on the ground. I'm sure you take some pride in that, Jared, don't you?
Yeah. There's no better feeling, you know, if you catch a ball on the outside and, you know, you're going down the sideline and a corner or safety tries to come hit you and you lower the shoulder on him, or you catch a ball across the middle and safety tried to hit you, but you know you're ready for it, put that shoulder down, and they feel it more than you do. So there's nothing, no better feeling than delivering the boom to them than taking the hit yourself. So. Yeah.
Delivering the boom for sure. Blessed to play Ron Meyer, a collegiate spotlight show. We're featuring Jared Casey, tight end for Kansas University Jayhawks. Now, obviously, Travis Kelce is getting a lot of notoriety for his play at that position. But do you identify with any pro player, their style of play, or someone that you look up to by the way they play the tight end position?
Yeah, I watched a lot of Kyle Juszczyk film from the 49ers. Mm-hmm. I kind of resemble him in a lot of ways. He's more of that H-back utility tight end that they use almost. He's an in on almost every single play. So I try to watch a lot of film of him because I love the way he plays the game, the physicality and the speed that he plays it. And obviously, like you said, Travis Kelce in the passing game. And I mean, there's a lot of tight ends that I try to resemble, George Kittle. But I try to resemble the most a Kyle Juszczyk because, you know, he, like I said, he just plays the game the way that it should be played. Mm-hmm. Him and Alec Ingold, I try to watch both of them because I like the way and the style that they play.
All right, let's take a break. On the other side, we're going to talk to Jared Casey about where he sets his foundation in his everyday life. Keep it right here. You're listening to Less Than Jared.
No one does Catholic radio
the world over.
Women made new.
The Bear Wozniak Adventure.
Like EWTN.
Welcome back to Blessed to Play. Ron Meyer joined today by Jared Casey. Darn good football player, folks. Plays at the D1 level for Kansas University, the Jayhawks, in the Big 12, and comprises a lot of teams now in the Big 12 from all over the country. And Jared had some big games thus far. He'll be entering his senior season, so he has more games to play. He participated in the bowl game last year, the Guaranteed Rate Bowl game, where they had a win over UNLV. But Jared is more than a football player. In fact, he came from a pretty large Catholic family, in fact, six siblings growing up there in Plainville, Kansas. So talk about that, Jared. You came from this big Catholic family. It had to obviously have an impression on you growing up.
Yeah, it was really easy for me to basically live in the Catholic faith. I grew up in a really great home, two great parents, mom and dad, and like you said, six siblings. And, you know, we go to church every Sunday. We were at CCD classes every Wednesday, all the way up and through high school. So it was really easy for me to be able to follow along in my faith and grow in my faith as a Catholic with such a strong upholding from my parents and my siblings, showing me the way, how to be the best Catholic that I can be. So
Yeah, and so, when we're growing up, obviously we have our parents to guide us along, and then we kind of leave home. And you probably left home for the first time for any extended period of time when you went to Kansas, a secular school. So talk about that, the faith environment at Kansas, and how you sustain your faith, not only as an athlete, but as a student, too.
Yeah, I first, as a student, there are a lot of different beliefs and a lot of different ways that people follow here. And I'm never going to waver from what I believe in. I believe in my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I'm never going to waver from him. I believe in the Catholic way, and I'm never going to waver from that either. So I found the Catholic Campus Center right on the west side of campus. And I started to go there to church. And then luckily we fell into like a team Bible study. We got a lot of guys there. That started my freshman year, and we still do it to this day. So it's been going on for years, and it's really cool to be able to step outside of football with the players and step into the Word of God and listen to the fellowship and the Word that someone leads the Bible study each week. And we all just kind of come in together and listen to it and learn about what we all have to say. But as an athlete, you know, I wouldn't be where I am without God. He placed me and gave me this opportunity that I have. So I'm going to glorify him in all that I do and what I say, because without him, none of this would be possible.
Yeah, very well said. And you mentioned that you had to have conversations with God your freshman year at KU. You're probably trying to figure out life. You're trying to figure out your identity. You're trying to figure out where you fit in athletically as a student. But talk about some of those conversations you had and that maturity, that growth that you've had spiritually.
The main ones that I had with him are just like, God, what am I doing here? And why have you placed me here? And why did I choose where I'm at? My freshman year, obviously, we're not a very good football team. We went 0-9. I didn't know anybody on the team when I came here. I was just a little freshman, and it was COVID, so there was really nobody else on campus. Mm-hmm. And I was just kind of more confused on, did I make the right choice? Did I make the right decision? Am I in the right place? Like, I could have went JUCO, I could have went D2, and I could be probably starting if I wanted to. But I just continued to trust and continued to talk to him daily in my prayer life. And as time went on, I continued to trust in him and continued to talk to him. He showed me the way. He showed me what I needed to do. And obviously, it wasn't easy. And just like life isn't, life throws a lot of curveballs at you and you have to respond to it. So I just kept talking to him, and it eventually worked out.
Blessed to play Ron Meyer, a collegiate spotlight show. We're featuring today Jared Casey, Kansas University tight end. And that's a very mature outlook on that, because obviously life is this journey and there's going to be ups and downs. And, you know, playing the sport of football is analogous to that, because there's many ups and downs as well. Does your faith help you to put in perspective, you know, maybe a bad loss? And even when you're winning as well, keep you on that even keel?
Yeah, I always go back to even after like a rough day of practice, a rough day of school, or like you said, even after a tough loss, this football stuff will go away someday, but my relationship with God won't. And it's going to be here to stay. It's going to be here until I pass away someday, and hopefully enter into heaven someday. So I just continue to trust in that and know that football will go away someday. And God's going to be with me here every single day, every single second. And he's always going to be by my side through the ups and the downs. And I'm always going to have him there to trust and rely on to help me through every single thing that is thrown at me.
We glanced over this earlier in the show, but you come from a large family, 6 siblings, most of them sisters from what I see here, Jared. So you, I guess you're protecting your sisters as well. So that's a good thing. But, you know, Jerry and Karen raised you, and they raised you pretty well, I can tell. But talked about just that family support that has been with you as you go through your journey, not only on the football side, but in life.
Yeah. Like you said, I got 6 siblings, and I have great parents, and anytime, both in life and in football, they're going to be there to support me no matter what. We're really close. It's really cool, you know, to go back to go back home and like if we have like a little celebration or a get together and we're all home, there's just nothing like it. We're really close, as I mentioned, and they're going to be there no matter what. They travel to my away games. They come and see me. They'll come to Lawrence for my birthday. It's just like unwavering support through it all, no matter what happens, if we're winning or we're losing in football, or if it could just be, like you said, outside of football, they'll come and see me and say hi or whatever and surprise me. So I feel the support and the love every single day, and there's nobody like them.
Very neat. And Jared, you like to remain in sports when you graduate, if your football career ends or it may go on, but sports management, tell us a little bit about your aspirations post-graduation.
Yeah, I have a few ideas in mind, whether that's coaching in the high school level or at the college level. I thought about being a commentator, like a broadcaster, color commentator, possibly. Just something along that realm. I want to stay in sports. I love sports, football and basketball specifically. And so I just want to stay in the realm of sports, whether that be around the players or just like on the behind the scenes part of it. So there's a lot of different routes that I could take. I'm still trying to figure that out right now.
Blessed to play Ron Meyer. Once again, we're chatting today with Jared Casey. He plays football for Kansas University. He's a tight end. He's doing quite well. If you listen to the first half of the show, he catches quite a bit of passes. And I want to talk about this bowl game because I didn't talk about it in the first half of the show, but the Guaranteed Rate Bowl, and you had a win over UNLV. I think they're on your schedule upcoming in 2024 as well. But just talk about going to a different environment, and I think this one was in Phoenix, and playing a bowl game at the end of the season.
Yeah, it was a really special and cool moment because we hadn't went to a bowl game in 14 or 15 years. Besides, you know, like last year we went to back-to-back bowl appearances, and last year we obviously lost in the Liberty Bowl. And then this year we got a win in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl, and it was a really cool experience to be able to play in a baseball stadium. Actually, we played in the Diamondback Stadium in Phoenix, as you mentioned, and it was just really cool. It was the day after Christmas, and we had so much support from the KU fans and the KU community. And we felt the love. We could hear the noise during the game, and it was a really cool and special moment to get a bowl win.
Yeah, congratulations with that. That's always fun when you can make it to a postseason bowl game and travel with your teammates, especially if you're going to Arizona in the desert that time of year. It's a little bit warmer, so that makes it all the more fun as well. How about a mentor, Jared, whether it be on the athletic side or the spiritual side? Who are those people, or maybe it's just one person that has influenced you in your life thus far?
I would go with a few people that are really influential and that stand as mentors in my life. I'd go as my dad as number one, both of my brothers, and then our strength coach Matt Gildersleeve. They're really influential people in my life. Basically, any problems I have in life, any advice, any direction that I need in life, I can go to those guys, and they're going to help me out. And I've leaned up talking about my dad here. He does anything for our family. He would die for our family. He gives it all for our family, and I look up to him, and he inspires me every single day. I try to be half the man that he is, and I really try to follow in his footsteps.
Yeah, shout out to Jerry, and I'm sure I'm going to include your mom, Karen, as well, who've done a great job with you and been with you every step of the way. Now, Jared, I know when you're not playing football, and maybe this time of the year is perfect for that, but when there's some downtime, what do you like to do just to get away, have a diversion? What are some of your hobbies, some of those things that Jared Casey likes to do when he's not playing football or being a student?
Yeah, I golf a lot. I like to fish, play some Xbox. I'm with my girlfriend a lot, so I hang out with my girlfriend. What else I do? It's just little things that you got to do outside of the facility, because you know we always think it's football, but when we're outside the facility, it's nice to get away and step away from football. And I also like to play a lot of basketball, so I can hoop a little bit. So just small little things, you know, it was just for 30 minutes or an hour just to get away and just have a little fun.
And how about the camaraderie amongst your teammates? I know each team has this, obviously, but you're traveling, you're pretty much 24/7, especially at the start or in preseason. But just talk about what you have built up in friendships with your other teammates. It's going to be a lifelong bond. I know that's going to last pretty much the rest of your life.
Yeah, there's always a saying that you would never know that some of your best friends would be from across the country. And that stands true. I come here and I have some of my best friendships and some of my best friends from all across the United States. And it's actually really crazy to think, you know, whether that be Jalen from California, right? You know, someone from the East Coast or someone from the South in Texas. So it's just really cool. The relationships and the camaraderie, as you mentioned, of how cool it is to have some of the best friends from around the whole entire country.
Yeah, one of the great attributes of playing collegiate sports is just that. Well, Jared Casey has been our guest, doing a great job there in Lawrence, Kansas, catching footballs and also laying the boom, folks, as he mentioned, on those would-be tacklers playing for the Kansas Jayhawks, and looking forward to the 2024 campaign. Jared, I'll be following you, and I wish the best of luck to you and the Jayhawk team. And most of all, I want to thank you for sharing your life of faith here right on Blessed to Play. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Hey, Blessed to Play fans, check us out on the web at blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed2play.com. You can like us on Facebook. Hit us up on the platform X at Blessed to Play. For Jared Casey, I'm Ron Meyer. We'll catch you next time right here on Blessed to Play.
You've been listening to Blessed to Play with host Ron Meyer on the EWTN Global Catholic Network. If you have a question or comment about today's show, feel free to email us at info@blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed2play.com. You can also connect with the show on the web at www.blessedtoplay.com. Again, that's blessed2play.com. Join us again next time for Blessed to Play on the EWTN Global Catholic Network.